What's good, everybody? For those who do not know me, my name is Tiffany, pronouns she and her, and this is They Didn't Tell You podcast, my baby. It feels so good to come back on my show. I haven't recorded an episode in nearly 2 years, and I think that's crazy because I'm like, when I tell people how old my podcast is, they're like, oh, so, you know, what about your most recent seasons? Like, do you have anything out now? And I'm like, baby, I haven't recorded anything in almost 2 years. So I really have only been podcasting for 2 years, but They Didn't Tell You podcast is 4 years old. So I was getting kind of to a point where I'm like, bro, I'm tired of telling people about my show and knowing that I'm like very different from who I was. The last episode was March 2022 with my girl Jelly. Shout out to my girl Jelly. I'm very different from that Tiffany then. So much has happened since then. And I feel like I needed that to occur so that I can get to the stage that I'm at right now, where I think is really going to be helpful for the conversations we're going to have this season. I mean, listen, I'm chilling right now because I'm feeling really comfortable. Can I be comfortable with y'all? I'm feeling really comfortable because I feel like in my first two seasons, I was like working at being comfortable. I knew I wanted to do it. I knew I wanted to speak. I knew that I had a lot of things I wanted to say. I mean, I did mad episodes at this point. Like, your girl really can talk. I think I realize now, like, I really can talk. Like, damn, girl. Oh, wow. You know? But also, it's just like, thank God I have this outlet. And thank God that there are people like you who enjoy it, fuck with me, and look, God knows my heart, enough to be here, to even have it in your mind and in your heart at times to let me know how much you miss my podcast. And so I hope that this season you really enjoy what I have to offer. This visual aspect of things is for y'all. And also shout out to my boy TJ, my brother from another mother. TJ had texted me one time and sent me an Amazon link for a lighting kit for like your MacBook, your laptop. And basically was like, honey, he didn't say honey, but you know, y'all know I'm dramatic at this. Well, if you don't know, now you know. But basically he was like, sis, I need They Didn't Tell You podcast to go visual. And I'm like, yeah, okay, friend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, bro. Here you heard you. And I never do it. I never did it. Never did it. And my boy is talented in the cinematography of things. And I could ask them for help, but I really just was not in the space at the time. And then, you know, fast forward to where we are now. And I just decided like, now's the time. There's no better time the now. Well, what did Janae say? There's no place quite like here. There's no better time than now. And that's how I feel. There's no better time than now. There's no better time than there's no better moment than when I have the resources that I have at this moment in time. There's no place quite like here. No, there's no place quite like living in my own spot with my man. You know, nothing wrong with that. And there's no better time than now to go after what I want to go after and be as comfortable in the space that I created for myself to be comfortable, and so that you can feel comfortable too here, and then go out in the world being comfortable with yourself as well. So but we're gonna get into all the nitty-gritty of things about how this comfortability came to be, because baby, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty at all. It was actually quite rough. It was rough. But man, what's the meme? God can take me off his strongest warriors list. Take me off the list, Lord. Take me off. Take me off. But you know what? Let me stop. You leave me right where you need me to be, because quite honestly, everything, good, bad, indifferent, it really just has helped me get here to the point where, I'm holding a mic. I'm on camera. You on candy camera now, like for real. And I feel comfortable. I think I also avoided this next stage in my podcasting journey because I really was just afraid. Just afraid. I don't know. Afraid just to do it. Like, why? I don't want to. One thing is to have to hear myself. Another thing to have to see myself, which is why I told myself, if I'm gonna do this podcasting ting visually, I'm coming out looking like a ting. Yeah. I'm coming out looking like a snitter. Okay. I'm not coming out here looking any other way. I won't put myself out there like that, like this, not for this show. I really do. Let me say this way, put it this way, in my mind for my show. Can I manifest with y'all real quick? I plan to have this be my bread and butter one day. I'm at that point right now in my life. I want, desire, and need this to be my bread and butter. This is where I'm most happy. And maybe another reason why I haven't really been back is because I feel like this is where I just rather spend a lot of my time, building connections, helping open up different channels and ways of communicating with people that you really just like, baby, I don't know how to get true to them. How you get through to them? How you do that? I was even uncomfortable trying to record, do anything with Dave home. Like, I don't want you to hear me. Like, he doesn't listen to the show anyway. Things we're working on. Things we're growing and growing through. I'll just leave it at that. Things we are growing through. So, yeah. Saying all that to say, I'm looking forward to, like, again, if you're new, you haven't been here before, please don't let this chill vibe here deter you from coming back, because right now this is not an episode or this is not any kind of topic for me to really want to go ham like I typically do, like folks are used to. This is just a time for me just to talk to you and hope that you are ready to hop along for on the ride with me. And I think that's all. That's it. That's all. That's all. And that's it. It's the way that Dylan speaks. I've been saying that a lot lately. I don't know why, but nevertheless, to my day ones, to my real ones, thank you for fucking with me heavy. Thank you for holding on for 2 years for me to get back. Damn. Y'all saw my core like that and didn't tell me? Or could y'all not see my core like that? Which one is it? Anyhow, thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for your just tremendous and enormous support in me and belief in me. And I just want y'all to know I believe in myself too. Mm-hmm. I believe in myself too. So I hope you believe in yourself too, that you're capable of doing whatever you want to do, and you can fall off of something, you can get right back on it. You can get right back on that team. No one said you can't. You just told yourself you couldn't because you didn't want to. Maybe you might feel embarrassed. I felt embarrassed, not gonna lie. But here we are doing it anyway. So I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of what we'll get into this season, and I hope you're ready for the vibes. So, and my list. I think my list just came out there. Vibes? Is that what I said? Listen, let me go. Day ones, real ones. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Bye.